somebody has to cut it down. So I know I said cut that down sometimes.
How would you, what about air conditioned houses?
I don't think so, yeah. All my daughters got them, but I don't see them. I don't like no air conditioning.
You don't like them?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I just don't like them.
Does the air seem funny? Does it feel funny?
It makes me feel funny. I don't like that, yes.
It's gonna be a lot cooler.
Yeah, but I just don't like it. When I get my daughter, I said, cut that thing off, KK. Out of my mind. You have to go in this oven if you want to sit in here. That thing is going to have no one that's about to freeze me.
What would you call a house that's got three or more rooms that are just in a straight line? Just one room right behind the other.
That's a three bedroom, because that's where the air is. Four bedrooms, one there and one there, and one slide right across the road.
That's a shotgun house.
Shotgun house?
Yeah, we used to live in one.
Well, that's okay. Take me out of shotgun, but that's what it is. They got three bedrooms. All of them got three bedrooms. Living room and kitchen and a den.
Uh-huh. Tell me what a shotgun house is like. Y'all used to live in one of those?
Yeah, it's a little three-room kitchen and dining room and bedroom.
Front door and look out the back
door. What about a house that's got a long entry hall that opens at a
90
degree angle to a big room? What would you call a house like that?
Parliament house?
Did you ever hear of a hall and parliament house or a flying L?
Your sister had a wonderful parliament. I mean, I think Irene did. But she was doing mama's house.
What do you call it? A house that's got two separate rooms and it's connected by a roof, but it's got sort of an open hall between them. I mean, the hall is open at both ends that connects in a real wide hall.
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a dog trot house?
Dog trot house?
Uh-huh.
No, I ain't never heard of that.
What different kinds of houses are there around here?
I don't know if you have apartments out here, dog car in Portland. Allen Park, we apartments or something like that.
There's four apartments in each house, in each apartment building?
No, all of them got downstairs and upstairs.
Uh-huh.
All of them
got? Yes, they do, too.
One family, all of them, one family,
they're
upstairs
and downstairs.
I'm not,
some of them, two of them, upstairs and downstairs, but I've got to stand up here.
What do you call a house that, they used to build these a lot, where one house would be connected to another house? It'd have the same wall, maybe one. You know what I mean? Like say you built a house here, and then on this side wall, you built another house, so they were connected to each other. But you know, they were two different houses, so I mean, a different family lived in each one.
Portland house?
Okay. What would you call a large building where the people who live there own the building and, you know, share the expenses of it? The people who live in the, it's kind of like an apartment, but the people who live there actually own the whole building. They don't just rent it.
Their home?
Okay. Do you ever hear of a condo or condominium or co-op?
Mm-mm, never did.
And what would you call an apartment that takes up a whole level of a building?
I don't know.
And do you ever give a flat or a penthouse?
A what?
A flat or a penthouse?
I don't have a penthouse. I always keep dogs and cats and things like that.
A what?
Dogs and cats.
You know, I used to live in a penthouse.